Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. It's a wonderful time to bring families together and reflect on the past year. It's a time to make plans for the new year. I think the country has a lot of pluses today. We're not in a war, not a real war. We're bringing our troops home. I might add, it's about time. For decades, we've worried and rattled our sabers to ensure energy security. Hard to imagine, but we're now exporting natural gas. Some of the Eastern European countries want to bring it into their countries to reduce their reliance on Russia. We're number one in the world in oil production. Imagine. We're pumping so much oil that some of the Middle Eastern countries are getting worried. Gas prices have headed down, and that gives our consumers more money to spend on computers and iPhones and so forth. Our food is abundant, inexpensive, delicious. Of course, that contributes to obesity, but we'll take it over hunger. Our economy seems to be growing with more jobs created and unemployment ticking down. United States is still the power and envy of the world. And looking at rural America and agriculture, we're on a roll. Exports pushing $140 billion, near record farm income. We can't predict next year or the next, but our industry is financially strong and ready to ride the farm roller coaster. As I reflect this Christmas, there are some changes in our country that give me some concern. Maybe I'm too nostalgic for the way it used to be. I remember the one-room country school that I attended for 8 years and the school Christmas tree that we helped decorate. We spent some time every day before Christmas practicing the music and the play that we would perform the night of the school Christmas party. Our parents would all come. We'd sing Silent Night, Joy to the World, O Come All Ye Faithful. And, of course, we had a Christmas scene of baby Jesus in the manger. The change that bothers me is that tradition is under assault. Many schools don't celebrate the birth of Christ. They don't sing the hymns that we sang. Gone are the manger scenes from the courthouse and other public places. It could be described as a war against Christmas. I endorse tolerance for others and their beliefs, but this nation was founded as a Christian nation. Maybe our critics should respect that. Have a wonderful year, and I am John Block from Washington.